I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a media type who gets Matt Ryan, who wrote a very interesting article which talks about, yeah, Matt is the best quarterback in the division. Bucky Brooks joins us. How you doing, Bucky?
I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
First off, bro, I want to thank you because I based my mock drafts on your teachings this year, and it came out pretty well.
Oh, gosh. Be careful with that.
No, man, I did. I did about 30 mock drafts, and I was using your plan. I actually got some good results out of it, man. So good job. Well done.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I try. That's all I can say. I try.
Basically, Will, Bucky's calling me a dork for saying that. Yeah. Anyway, man, what made you want to write the article about Matt Ryan?
Well, the reaction to what Matt Ryan said. Matt Ryan went on the Boston podcast, pardon my take, and was kind of cornered, and they asked him if he was the best quarterback in the division. And he said, yeah, he would take him. He said he would bet on himself. And then when you go and you look at the division, I think he has a solid argument for making that case. When you look at his age, you look at the way that he has performed, you look at the talents that he has, and then the supporting cast that the Atlanta Falcons have put around him, I certainly would expect him to outperform his neighbors in the division. And I think he has an opportunity to really kind of dust off that magic that we saw during his MVP season, because I do think he's very, very talented.
I think the lack of having a Super Bowl, Bucky, is a thing that kind of sticks in a lot of critics of Matt Ryan when it comes to where he sits amongst the elite, whether he's a legit Hall of Famer. Where do you think his legacy ultimately will reside if he does not win a Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, I think it's tough because I think he does kind of fall in between the cracks when it comes to where he ranks amongst the elite. I think the thing that hasn't helped him is he had a number of different play callers that have kind of come through Atlanta. He finally clicked when he was with Kyle Shanahan. Some of that is due to the way Kyle Shanahan uses the run game and kind of bases the play action passing attack off of that. But he's talented. Look, man, he's kind of played like you're supposed to play when you're drafted in the top five or top three player. He's come into the league. He's been exactly what they want. He's been a model citizen. He's been a fantastic player. Is he someone that is transcendent when it comes to his talents? I would say no. But when it comes to being able to get the team to the winner's circle, he certainly has been able to do that. And I think, obviously, the Falcons have been to a Super Bowl and probably should have won a Super Bowl on his watch. I think he's deserving of being in that conversation when you talk about the top quarterbacks in the game.
And that's one of our points is Bucky Brooks joins us here, guys, live on Dukes and Bell on the WayFord.com hotline. It takes a village to blow a Super Bowl lead, right? I mean, a 25-point lead, you talked about in the article there. I know I saw some of your comments on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks, by the way, about, you know, missed blocks and some of the things the defense kind of felt, our young defense kind of went to shambles. And again, we also had the GOAT on the other side of the field. What about, like, Dan Fouts? I always compare Matt, if he doesn't get the ring, to be like Dan, because Dan had great weapons on offense, but the Chargers were never complete.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that is there. I think the difference is I think most would say that Dan Fouts is probably a more talented quarterback in terms of just his sheer physical traits and what he can do as a thrower. But I think, you know, you can make a case about, like, look, the Atlanta Falcons and San Diego Chargers at the time and what they had on offense and if the defense is up to stuff like that. Defense that they had in the run was pretty good. They just couldn't finish the deal. And it was a weird game. And things kind of went awry after having a 28-3 lead, but I don't think you can necessarily fault him. Like, in all honesty, if you go back and you look at that game, because that game was playing on TV not too long ago, but the throw that he made to Julio Jones to put them in the red zone, game should have been over at that point. They run the ball three times, they kick the field goal, they go up by 10. I think most people are saying the game is over, but for whatever reason, they got sidetracked, they kind of lost their way, and they didn't have an opportunity to finish the game. So Matt Ryan goes from being an MVP and a guy who would have been a one-ring quarterback who probably would have been in that conversation that you talked about, like, as a Hall of Famer, to now he's on the outside looking in, and we don't know what his legacy is going to be if he doesn't have an opportunity. It's kind of right and wrong.
Bucky Brooks, NFL.com, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Willie B. in for Carl Dukes. Fast-forwarding to this year, Bucky, you have Matt Ryan ahead of both Brady and Breeze. I think a lot of that due to the fact that you're expecting a decline from Brady and or Breeze. Who do you think may suffer the steeper decline this year among the two older statesmen?
Look, I think both of those guys are done. I think both of the supporting cast will make it where they're both going to thrive and flourish in their own respective systems. But I think when you compare those guys to what Matt Ryan has in Atlanta, I think you could put the three of them together, because the supporting cast that Matt Ryan has around him is as good as what they have done in Tampa with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and those guys. And it's certainly as good as what New Orleans has with Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders and Alvin Kamara. I think the X factor to all of this when it comes to Matt Ryan's play is Ty Gurley. If Ty Gurley shows anything close to what he was when he was the Offensive Player of the Year, when he helped the L.A. Rams get to the Super Bowl, Matt Ryan is going to return to being the playmaker that earned MVP accolades. Ty Gurley's ability to control the offense as a runner and then be a playmaker in the passing game really will change the way people have to defend Julio Jones and Kevin Ridley, and it will open up the field for Matt Ryan. So I think Matt Ryan is better than those guys from a talent standpoint. I think the supporting cast is up to snuff. And then when it comes to Tom Brady and Drew Brees, at some point when you are a 40-plus-year-old quarterback, right, you have to kind of regress. I think we've seen signs of regression from both of them. I just don't think most people are willing to really admit to it.
It's Bucky Brooks, guys, from NFL Network. You go around the NFL, and it was from 4 days back. It's about Scout's Notebook. Matt Ryan's right. He's the best quarterback in the NFC South. That's what got us to get Bucky on the show, because he's really dialed in. You mentioned Drew Brees. You know, we always talk about our window here. And, you know, Arthur Blank brought our coach back. Some would say that's a good idea. Some said maybe it's time to, you know, cut bait. What do you think make of Sean Payton? Has a little bit of the mystique come off of Sean Payton for the way he's handled late games and those games they've lost in the playoffs?
No, I mean, I think Sean Payton is one of the best that we've seen as a play caller, one of the best that we've seen in terms of being able to put together a team. For whatever reason, they haven't been able to consistently get it done. Like, those late game falters in the playoffs certainly hurt him, hurt their legacy. But he's talented. He's talented as a play caller. He's specially gifted in terms of putting guys in the right situation for them to thrive and flourish. And so, look, I don't think any of that has come off of it. I think people recognize him as one of the best coaches in football. And, look, it's hard to win Super Bowls. What Bill Belichick and the Patriots have done is atypical. It's not normal, but it's changed the way we view it. We expect people to accumulate multiple rings when they have talented rosters and stuff, and it doesn't work like that. So Sean Payton deserves all the accolades and credit that he gets for being one of the best coaches that we've seen in the game.
Bucky, appreciate the time. As always, stay safe. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.